Prefi Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 666 Berlinale, and today I'm in company of Andrew Neil, director of GOAT. So, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
So, first of all, how did you get involved in this? How did you get the idea, or did you get on board of this project?
I really got on board. I was standing on the shoulders of a lot of great filmmakers when I was given the project, so I was honored to be in that position. But yeah, the script was written originally in 2004 by David Gordon Green, and the timing didn't work out with that, and he went on to other films, and they've attached a bunch of other directors over the years to try to get it done. And we were working on another film with Christine Vachon and David Hinojosa from Killer, and they had this script lying around, and I think they thought to themselves, we had this one film that fell apart finance-wise, and they thought to themselves, oh, wait, this guy might be perfect for that. So they gave me the script, and Lord of the Flies is one of my favorite books, and I felt like maybe it was an opportunity to make my own version of Lord of the Flies.
Could you, for our listeners, could you briefly introduce the film?
Yeah, it's a film about a young man who, in an attempt to reclaim his masculinity, rushes his brother's frat, and it's about how their relationship is changed as a result of those brutal hazing practices.
As we were discussing before starting the interview, the film shows how we were saying feminine terms are used to describe a weak man, and are used to let the protagonist feel that he's not man enough, because in the film he's attacked and brutalized by two strangers, and after he doesn't react, and after that he sort of he's seen like a weak person, and he starts to feel that he has to do something about it, like it's not like he hadn't the right reaction to this matter.
Right. Yeah, I think that a lot of things that women are supposed to be sensitive and vulnerable and nonviolent are presented to men as something that they're not supposed to be. And all of those traits, nonviolence and sensitivity and understanding, and maybe perhaps at times weakness, are things that all human beings, men or women, have within them. I mean, I think it's one of the most important things about the human animal in terms of how we've survived as a species is the fact that we work together as a group. And so I think that sometimes masculine parts of masculine identity that are presented to men are very damaging, because they tell us that we shouldn't be those ways. We should be only strong, and that violence is the answer, and that weakness is a fault. And I think that can be very damaging to the psyche. And I think as far as world politics and how the world runs, it probably has a negative effect on the world as a whole. Because,
I was also thinking that the concept you were talking about, group, in this film, and sometimes the concept of group can be dangerous. I mean, because in the first scenes of the film, he's more like an individual. He takes his own decisions. He takes the decision not to be part of some group actions and fun times. And afterwards, the concept of group helps him in a way, and that's what forces him into this bad situation and into acting bad, because he feels safe now that he's part of this group. So in this case, the group is really bad for his future.
Yeah, I mean, I think that groups, again, we're social tribal animals, so we want to be part of a group, and that can be a positive and that can be a negative, and it just depends on how it's been, what the definitions and the mores of the group are. If they're good, then maybe a group can be a good thing. If they're bad, if they're overwhelmingly bad or potentially violent, that can be bad. So one just hopes that you're in a good group, right? And, you just hope for a philosopher king, but they are few and far between.
one last question is that I never asked that, but sometimes in some film cases it's necessary. Do you think that the film also sends a message, and what would that be?
I'm not a message-driven filmmaker, so I just hope that people leave the film asking questions and thinking about what it is to be a man. And, you know, I think that that dialogue about men, for men, needs to start, needs to be initiated, because I think that perhaps as a gender we could be much healthier. And given the fact that unfortunately we have dominated the world and kept women out of positions of power, if we were healthier, I think the world would be a better place, not only for men but for women too. Yeah.
Thank you Adrian for being here with us for GOAT at the Berlinale. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.